Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Maids R Us.
Oh, this is me. This is actually the owner.
Oh, hi, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Hi, good. Are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing Maids R Us on the first page of Google for your keywords there in the area. And I'm sure you've used Google before, right? Once or twice in your lifetime to search?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I figured. So, you know, when you do that search, like cleaning service near me, for example, or cleaning service Milwaukee, it'll show the map of the Milwaukee area. It pops up in the middle of the page.
Oh, okay.
And then...
Okay, you can finish.
Okay, well, next to that map, there's a list of some of the local companies that service within that area. So, like right now in your area, just to do a broad search like that, like cleaning services near me, you might be familiar with some of the smaller companies that show, like Blanca's Cleaning or Sandy's Cleaning. Do you know those companies at all?
No, I don't, but yes, I know about once you search that, it will appear several ones.
Okay, okay, great. So that's where we would list you. Now, the reason you're getting this call today is they had that other first page position become available in your geographic area for that category. So today we'll be calling through the area to fill that open position there. So if we were to program Maids R Us and to appear there too, we can't accept any additional companies in. That way you'll always have your own spot at that very moment that the search is being performed. You'll be there to catch them too. But they have to be searching from within your service area in order to see you. So if the 53215 is home base for you, how far are you typically traveling for the work?
Actually, I'm 45 minutes away. We drive a lot, you know, to get to our job site. And actually, I like those area better because around here in Milwaukee, 53215, they don't want to pay the work, you know?
Right, right. Okay, that's what I found. Okay, so maybe like Pewaukee or Shorewood.
Yeah, we do Pewaukee, Oconomowoc, Shorewood. Dallasville, Sussex, Waukesha, Brookville, Elm Grove. Yes, we do a lot over there on that side.
Okay, that's kind of what I figured. Okay, is it just you or are you and a partner or a crew?
No, we have a crew. Yeah,
you have a crew. Okay, how long have you been in business there as Maids R Us?
I've been 4 years already, but for some reason, I couldn't get on Google. Something went wrong the first time I wanted to sign in. I don't understand, but it says there that like several people or several another company are using that name or something like that. So there's no way I can get in there. You know, they did send me like a code or something to go in there to sign in, but I never could do it.
Okay. Yes. So there has to be a position available in that area in order to get on that first page. And that's why we're assigned to that area today. So being that they have that area open for programming today, we can get you verified easily. That's not a problem at all. And then I was looking for a website for you, but I didn't see one listed there. There isn't one that I'm missing, is there?
No, there's none. No, not at all.
Okay, and that's fine. Some of them have them, some of them don't. And then for
actually, I've been wanting to do all this, but it's just I'm not really familiar with all that technology, you know, so it's hard for me. And every time I want my kids to help me, they don't have time, you know.
I understand. Oh my gosh. Yes, my kids are so fluent online with the online things, more than I am, and I work in the industry, you know, they just kind of have it. Okay, well, yeah, we can fix that for you. And then for this position that they have available there today, it's just month-to-month pricing. There are no contracts or anything like that. And based on everything so far, there are no negative reviews anywhere online. You're in the right area where the searches are being performed, so you meet all of the criteria that's required. And overall, Edith, it sounds like you see value in all of this being listed there at that moment. People are searching in your service area?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So what I'll do is pull up the pricing for that position that they have available there today. And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Uh-huh. Oh, one last question. So the type of cleaning that you're doing, is it mainly residential or commercial, or are you doing like the Airbnb vacation rentals as well?
Yeah, we do the Airbnb. We do residential. We do like move-ins, move-out, deep cleaning, you know.
Okay. Deep cleaning. Okay. And I really wanted.
I do have some residential, but it's just like two areas. You know, I don't have as much, you know.
Right. Okay. So, and I really wanted to make sure that you do the Airbnb. It's a trending keyword right now. So I wanted to make sure that you can cover that area or that area of cleaning, that category. So,
okay.
I'm just grabbing Chris. He's my director for the area,
okay.
And he's going to apply. So they have a special rate. If you're 5 years and under, you can qualify for that. It's just a reduced rate for our younger companies. So let me grab him to apply that rate for me. I'll get you that pricing right now.
And what
do
you mean by my area? That means that that only here on the 53215, or what do you mean by area?
Oh, good question. Okay, so let me grab Chris. I'll get the pricing as well as the areas you can reach. So if the Pewaukee, Waukesha, it's within a distance that's reasonable enough where we can cover you there. So let me grab Chris to apply the rate, and then I can go over the zip codes for you. Hang on here.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chris.